This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts. Free your mind.
Sex worker, and yes, it does. In those biblical sense, I am beyond repentance. Bang hooker, sex worker, wench, thou makes her mind.
Listen up close while I take it backwards. Oh, okay, begins to get listen to me, which I want. I'm not a prostitute.
Sex workers,
but I can give you what you want.
Sex worker, damn it. Get
some. You've tuned in to the Vixen Hour. Sex workers setting the record straight on Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. Red Umbrella Radio.
That's right, folks. You have tuned into the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. The Vixen Hour is your weekly radio show that explores life, issues, and the world from a sex worker's perspective. This is your opportunity to challenge the stereotypes and prejudice that you may have about sex work and hear from the actual voices of sex workers ourselves. We are out loud and proud. This is the only community radio program in the world that is both publicly broadcasted and available online via live stream, as well as being able to be downloaded via podcast. That is 100% presented and produced by sex workers. Turn it up.
All discussions presented on Vixen Hour are made in the interest of community information and are not intended to induce any individual to seek employment in the sex industry. For more information in this area, we recommend individuals to get in contact with their local sex work organisation. The Vixen Hour. Everyone has an opinion about sex work. Make yours an informed one.
Joy 94.9.
That's right. You are on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. If at any point you would like to join in the conversation, you can do so by sending us a text message on 0427 Joy 949 or sending us an email at onair@joy.org.au. It would be awesome to hear from you. Now, every week we focus on a new topic and we have new people joining me in the studio, and I can't tell you how excited I am about that. So tonight we turn 21. Hooray! I should have organised a cake and some strippers, maybe.
Stripping we can do. Yeah.
Funny that. Speaking of strippers, I am joined by two fabulous co-hosts, as I am every week. We are turning 21 and we're going to be talking about the Festival of Sex Work. And joining me in the studio are two people who have organised the Festival of Sex Work here in Melbourne. Anastasia, hello.
Good evening, Christian.
Hi, it's a pleasure to have you back here with us.
It's great to be back.
Yay. And someone new to the studio who's never been here before is...
Cassie Bayside. Yay. Thank you for having me.
It's awesome to have you on here. Yay. I'm excited that you're here. I can't tell you. So, Cassie, this is the first time you've been live in the studio for the Vixen Hour.
Yes. First time. Radio Virgin.
We have heard from Cassie before in a pre-recorded interview on a previous episode about coming out, but this is the first time you're on the mic, so that is super exciting. So we always like to, when we do have new sex workers here in the studio, we do like to get to know them, just to sort of put a human face behind sex work, because, you know, how often do our listeners have the opportunity to do that? So Cassie, how would you introduce yourself?
How would I introduce myself? I'm 38. I'm a sex worker. I'm originally from Melbourne, but have been living and working in other parts of Australia for the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. And enjoying that. Yeah.
And how long have you done sex work for?
I've been a sex worker for about 3.5 years now.
Fantastic. Yeah, and what different types of sex work have you done?
Well, I started out in the industry a little little bit later in life, and I guess I made a very conscious choice about wanting to work specifically for myself, and so I've worked as a private escort for 3.5 years.
Fantastic. Thinking back to the time before you did sex work, did you have sort of an idea of what it would be like? What did you think it was going to be?
I had all the stereotypical ideas that a lot of people have about sex work. Prior to becoming a sex worker, I hadn't had any friends that I knew of that were sex workers. I'd had no exposure at all to the sex industry. And like so many other people, all I knew about sex work was from, you know, bad media, from watching, you know, Law and Order SVU and Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
And that would be enough to sort of either highly glamorise it or scare the crap out of you.
Well, yeah, it was really probably, it was a very big decision for me to get into the industry. I'd been working as a vet nurse for a long time prior to that, and it was a very confronting decision for me to decide to get into the industry. I had a lot of preconceived ideas about what it would be like, about what clients would be like, and it's been the best thing I've ever done. I just wish I'd done it 20 years earlier.
Oh, wow. That's quite an amazing thing to say.
Look, I am really grateful every day for my job. It's not for everybody, but it really suits me. It utilises a lot of the skills that I had nursing, in terms of I see sex work and nursing as being both care-based professions. So, again, a lot of those skills are, you know, although they're very different, there's also a lot of similarities.
Yeah. Fantastic. Now, every week here in the Vixen Hour, whenever we do have a new sex worker in, we do ask them, well, how did they define sex work? Just because this is a conversation that we started 20 episodes ago, if you would believe, that sex work, if you applied one definition of sex work to everyone, you're always going to leave somebody out. So what we do here at the Vixen Hour is whenever we have a new sex worker in the studio, we ask them, well, how would you define sex work?
I find that a difficult question because it's quite broad. I think what sex work means to me is that it's, I suppose, not so much around the definition of sex work, but what the job has meant to me is that it's brought me a whole lot of freedom to my life that I didn't have earlier, particularly a relief of a certain amount of financial stress. It's especially working in a very stressful industry prior to this, it's meant that I've got a much better quality of life, a lot more free time to enjoy things, and I've got an amazing community, and that was something that I hadn't anticipated would come with the package as well.
Yeah. Wow.
So,
yay.
Especially having travelled a bit in the last 12 months, it's fantastic what a community we have.
Uh-huh. So you have sex worker friends all around the country.
I do, and they're all amazing.
Yay! That's awesome. I'm so excited that you're here. Yay! as part of the Vixen Hour. And I'm excited that Anastasia is back joining us, awesome as she is. If at any point you would like to get in contact with the Vixen Hour, you can do so by sending us a text message on 0427-JOY949. That's 0427-569-949. Or sending us an email right here in the studio at onair@joy.org.au. And if you would like to stay connected with the Vixen Hour all throughout the week, you can do so via our Facebook page. We'll also be connected to our Facebook page during the show, so you can contact us in the studio via social media. So to find our page, it's facebook.com/sexworkerradio, all one word, or on Twitter at Vixen Hour. You are on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. We've got to go to some messages now, and we'll be back to talk more about the Festival of Sex Work. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9.
That's right, folks. You are here on the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9. You're with Christian, and I'm joined by the fabulous Cassie and Anastasia. And tonight we're going to be talking all about the Festival of Sex Work that is happening at the end of the week. Yay!
Well, almost at the end of the week. It's starting on Thursday.
Now, sex worker festivals, they happen throughout the world, and there's lots of different examples of them. And I think it's important, I guess, at this time to reflect on, you know, why do you think it's important to hold sort of big events that sort of engage the broader community around sex work?
I think to start with, it's great to show that we celebrate our work.
Yeah.
It's good to bring sex workers together from, you know, all around the world if you can, but all around the country definitely, and, you know, to talk about the things that we do, and it's great to let other people hear our voices.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think the opportunity to actually hear from the actual voices of sex work is so rare. I mean, we have a weekly radio show, but, you know, admittedly, we are the only one in the world, so it's kind of a rare opportunity to do that. But so, yeah, so to put together an actual event that people can come to and help us, I guess, celebrate and enjoy, like, what we do. I mean, and it's not always, like, dry sort of academic stuff. Quite often, sex worker festivals incorporate a lot of things like arts and entertainment and use that as a vehicle to have that dialogue with the broader community.
Well, I do remember in discussion before we set up the Melbourne Festival of Sex Work and discussing that we do have a lot of sex worker events, but they tend to be a lot of rallies and sort of drier political things. So, you know, the opportunity to have something that people can be involved in if they're not really busy in the activist scene, to have something that they can enjoy and celebrate that isn't quite so challenging.
Sure. Well, and that's the thing. Not everybody is an activist.
That's right. That's right. So it's great for all people in the community to have the opportunity to get involved.
Mm.
Which means that it's also a fabulous networking opportunity, not just for sex workers, but for the media and, a whole lot of people in the community.
Yeah. And just to show that, you know, we are out there, you know, we're actual people with a voice, and you can come and talk to us, and, you know, we're not all big and scared, and we're not the SVU sort of stereotype, like, you know, we're actually real people out there in the community. And and also I think festivals sort of give the broader community an opportunity to see that we're not just sex workers as well, like, you know, we do other things, we share sort of like talents, we're creative, we have something to say, we're, you know, we're family members as well. So I think festival, certainly for me, has been an opportunity to show a lot of the, I guess, interconnections that we have with the broader community.
Absolutely. I think that's really important. And I think also the Festival of Sex Work was a great tool for engaging with, you know, for myself, with my family around sex work issues, particularly, you know, using art as a medium. It can be such a fantastic way, or it's such a fantastic educational tool and activism tool.
Yeah.
And it can be done in a way that is also anonymous. Not everybody has the courage to be out and proud and speak out, but that doesn't mean that they don't want their message to be heard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Now, sex worker festivals have happened throughout the world. I thought we could talk about a few of the ones that have happened in the last 12 months. So, Anastasia, one that happened very recently is the San Francisco Sex Worker Festival.
Certainly. Well, this one's been going since 1999.
Wow.
And it's here, I'm going to read this off.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the San Francisco Sex Worker Film and Arts Festival has provided a forum for sex worker film and video makers to talk about sex workers and sex work.
And there's some pretty amazing people behind that festival, hey. So I know Carol Lee, who's been an amazing sex worker activist.
Yay.
I can see you beaming over there.
I love you, Carol Lee.
I hope she's listening. Send us a message, Carol Lee. On air at joy.org.au. Maybe she's listening to the podcast. Send us a message via Facebook.com/sexworkerradio. Yeah, no, the amazing international network. And did you want to talk about Carol Lee for a bit?
I've not had a lot of interaction with Carol Lee, but she's been fabulous in contributing to the sex worker patchwork quilt that we put together for the sex worker festival, which was fantastic because I know she's a very busy lady, so it was wonderful to have her contribute. And
In the 70s, like, Carol Lee sort of played a really significant, she coined the term sex worker.
Absolutely. She's
a very key figure in the rights movement there. What sort of events did they sort of hold during the festival in San Francisco?
So some of the types of events they had were performances and parties. Mm-hmm. They had 4 days of workshops.
Amazing.
And a bunch of screenings, and they had a special event which was called the Whore's Bath, a magical and healing event for sex workers, which I love the sound of.
That sounds awesome. It sounds like, you know, hooker baptisms. I kind of want to be a part of it. Awesome. We have had a message. Hi, guys. Cool show to listen to while driving home. Just polished off a client in Bandura, so heading home to shower in bed. Best wishes, Corey. Thanks, Corey, for your message.
Yay. Thanks, Corey.
Awesome. Now, other sex worker events that have happened throughout the world. Last year, the International AIDS Conference, which is sort of like the biggest, one of the biggest public health conferences that focus on HIV, was based in Washington in the United States. Now, one of the big things that Obama did was he lifted the travel ban on people who were HIV positive from entering the United States. And so that was an incredibly positive thing for, you know, the rights of positive people. But the thing that he overlooked was the travel ban on people who had drug convictions or were sex workers. So sex workers were still prohibited from entering the country and also participating at the International AIDS Conference. But sex workers, you know, of course we wouldn't take this lying down. So we put together our own festival all the way over in Kolkata in India. So and the most exciting thing about that festival is that it actually happened. You know, sex worker activists, sex workers from 41 different countries and all over India came to participate in the Sex Worker Freedom Festival with the support of the local sex worker organisation there, the DMSC, you know, which is a... We've spoken about the DMSC on the Vixen Hour previously, and that's a sex worker organisation that has like over 60,000 members, when you're talking 60,000 sex workers as members of that organisation.
That's just massive.
Isn't it? And, you know, so to... And I think that sort of blows a lot of the stereotypes of sex workers in developing countries, particularly women in developing countries, as having like no agency or no, I guess, like labor power, I guess, over their work. Whereas these were women who were, and the majority of them women, and a lot of male and transgender sex workers as well, joining this organization and doing things like, you know, supporting each other. They started their own bank,
which is incredible.
Yeah. And putting together a huge international event like the Sex Worker Freedom Festival. It was a really good sort of opportunity to highlight the issues around things like the discrimination that sex workers experience throughout the world, even things like traveling, you know, and not being able to enter particular countries.
Absolutely.
So, yes.
Mind you, there are some places you perhaps wouldn't want to go, but you want the option.
Yes.
Always the option.
Absolutely. So, yes, that was the Sex Worker Freedom Festival in Kolkata. Did you want to talk about the Sex Worker Open University?
Absolutely. The Sex Worker Open University has been running since 2009. It's a project created by sex workers for sex workers. It doesn't matter what sort of sex work you do, whether you're an escort, rent boy, whether you work in porn, cam work, erotic massage. They create a place to be able to socialise, learn new skills, and I guess with the aim being to empower the community through workshops, debates, actions and art projects. They had their festival this year in April, and they included art exhibitions, a film festival, a few days of workshops, an examination of what would be the impact in Scotland of the Swedish model or a criminalisation of clients of sex workers. So all of that's been put together, and I guess the beauty of it being that it's all run, again, for sex workers by sex workers.
Absolutely. And that was in Glasgow this year.
That's right.
Amazing. Yeah, awesome. And again, there's a real strong focus on inclusion, and particularly inclusion of diversity. And we've spoken about that previously here on the Vixen Hour, where we like identify that all types of sex work are part of our community, and it kind of doesn't matter how you work. We are happy to have you on board.
Absolutely.
We have received another message. Hi, lovelies. I'm not in the industry, but I know people and friends in the industry, and I would like to say that there is a stigma stigma. However, from what I've come to know, these are intelligent and wonderful people and not from lower economic scale as many people think. Power to you all. Love, Scotty. Oh, thank you, Scotty.
Thanks, Scotty.
Love right back to you. If you would like to interact with the program just as Scotty has done, you can do so by sending us a text message on 0427 569 949. That's 0427 Joy949, or sending us an email at onair@joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
So what I thought we'd do now is talk about last year's Festival of Sex Work, and what I thought we would do is play you the video that we used to sort of promote the festival. Here we go, have a listen.
So who are we?
Hi, I'm Lenny.
I'm Anastasia.
Kicker.
My name's Christian.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
What do we have in common?
I'm a sex worker.
I'm a sex worker.
I'm a sex worker.
I'm a sex worker.
I'm a stripper.
Wait, does that count?
Totally. We're inclusive of a whole range of jobs that can be considered sex work.
Oh, cool.
Yay, I'm a sex worker.
And together, we are Vixen.
Who is Vixen?
Vixen is the only organisation made 100% of sex workers in Victoria.
And only sex workers.
We get very little support.
But we are strong.
We get no government funding.
Zero. Yet we are active.
And we have something to say.
So what do we have to say?
I'm over being silenced.
I'm over people talking on our behalf.
And we're over being lied about.
What are we going to do about it?
Well, we're really good at supporting each other.
And sharing our skills.
When we can, we make a stand.
And we tell our stories.
Our real stories.
Not some academic report.
Not some news story.
Not some TV show full of stereotypes.
Real stories.
Our stories.
How do people hear our message?
Well, we go and do talks.
At events.
Sometimes we create our own.
But this year we're doing something different.
Something special.
It's like never been done before in Melbourne.
What is it?
We're putting together a festival.
A festival?
A festival!
The very first Melbourne Festival of Sex Work.
What's the festival about?
The Festival of Sex Work is a celebration of our lives,
skills,
culture,
and community of sex workers.
It's an opportunity for sex workers to come together.
To learn, connect and organise
and express ourselves.
When will it be on?
The festival goes for a week
from Saturday the 26th of May
and finishing on the 2nd of June 2012.
That's International Whores Day.
Yay!
What's on during the festival?
We'll be running workshops.
An art exhibition.
Film nights.
Public forums.
Performance night.
There's going to be heaps on.
And it's going to be heaps fun.
Who is invited?
Some events will be for sex workers only.
But others will be open to the public.
For everyone.
That means you. All of you.
Where can people find more information?
We've got a website, festivalofsexwork.com.
And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
And if you want to get in contact with us by email,
maybe you'd like more details.
Or maybe you're a sex worker who wants to get involved.
Drop us a line on organisers@festivalofsexwork.com.
We'd love to hear from you.
It's going to be amazing.
We'd love to see you there.
Super, super cheesy, I know. Oh, God, I remember making that video. Oh, it was pretty funny. But do you remember last year's festival?
How could I forget? Oh, look, it was fantastic. I think that there's always a challenge also around the first time you put something together, trying to anticipate, what's going to work well, where your hiccups might be, which sometimes are in very unanticipated places.
And gosh, we were ambitious. Like, we did like a week full of events.
Well, that was two events a day for 7 days. Yeah. It was a huge program, and we had such a fantastic turnout from sex workers. A lot of the sex workers that participated and attended were from interstate, which was just so wonderful. Yay. To have that support.
Yeah. And, to do that as sort of like a collective of people who are part of a community with no money. Like,
absolutely.
I kind of think back to it now and was like, are we crazy? But, I had a lot of fun during the festival.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah, and there was so many events on. Like you say, we had two a day for 7 days, which was quite an ambitious plan. But it was a really good opportunity to test out what we could do. I felt like I learnt a lot.
Well, and it was also interesting to have the feedback and to see where people were really interested. What activities, what workshops, where the areas of interest are, so that where to pursue things, next time you do it. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the response from the broader community also was, was really positive. Like, because as sex workers doing something that engages with the public, you always put your armor on.
Yeah, it's always quite a high risk activity, but that we got so much really positive media around sex work and sex worker issues, which was wonderful.
Yeah, we even made it to like Channel 10.
We did.
Got onto the project, which was incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Were there any specific highlights for you that you really enjoyed?
Oh, look, the highlight definitely for me was putting together the sex worker quilt project. Yeah. I was so overwhelmed by the number of participants, not just from Australia, but from all over the world. We had people from Australia, New Zealand, from a huge amount of interest from Timor. Thank you, Scarlett Timor, for all your efforts. We had people participating from Thailand, from China and Hong Kong. It was really wonderful.
Yeah.
So we had nearly 100 quilt squares from different sex workers. And so as a collaborative project with 100 different sex workers all having their voices heard through an artistic medium was incredible. And from such diverse backgrounds, ways of working, genders, all of those things, it was really spectacular.
Oh, absolutely.
So that was definitely the highlight for me.
Yay. Oh, look, the whole thing was a highlight. The whole thing is a blur. But if I could pick any one thing, I think the film night was a good sort of opportunity to really bring our friends together and show, I guess, some of the technical and creative skills that we had learnt in the process of making short films about, our lives and sex work. And it was a really good way to sort of engage in that dialogue. And I know for you, Cassie, that was a very personal thing to do.
That was a very personal thing to do, particularly because my mum came along to the film night. So my mum was able to meet some of my peers, which was fantastic. Thanks, Mum. And it was very emotional. The digital stories were very personal stories, and there were a lot of tears, a lot of laughter. It was actually a really very emotional night, not just for people who had actually created a digital story, but for a lot of the participants. It was a really quite a special event.
Oh, absolutely. Anastasia, did you get to come along to any of last year's festival?
I didn't get to go to the festival last year, which means that I'm looking forward to this year's all the more.
Oh, yay!
Yay, absolutely. And you're on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9.
I'm Dr. Brooke Mignanti, formerly known as Belle du Jour, and you're listening to The Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
That's right, folks. You are on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. Once I get my stuff together. And you are joined by Christian, and I'm with the lovely Cassie and the fabulous Anastasia.
Hey!
And we are talking about the Festival of Sex Work. Now, we've talked about last year's Festival of Sex Work, and we've received a message from Grebo. The Sex Worker Walking Tour is the best walking tour in Melbourne. Yay!
Thanks, Grebo!
Thanks, Grebo. That is one of, I guess that was Grebo's highlight from last year's Festival of Sex Work, and this year we will be holding that event again. It's a bit of an encore from last year, but, you know, it'll be an opportunity for more people to get involved. So log on to the Festival of Sex Work website. That's Anastasia. What is the website?
That is festivalofsexwork.com.
Couldn't be easier.
That's right.
And you can see all of the events right there. But speaking of the Festival of Sex Work, so what is on this year?
Well, how about we run through some of the events that are open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
We start on Thursday with our launch night.
Yep.
And we have an Ask a Sex Worker a Question panel on that night where anyone can come along and ask sex workers a question that's been mm-hmm. burning in their brain for a while.
Yeah, and that so there'll be sort of a panel discussion. There'll be sort of a diverse range of sex workers available who come from a sort of a broad spectrum of experience.
That's right. We've tried to make it as broad as possible, but mm-hmm. obviously not everyone can be out
yep.
as out as they want to be. So
yeah.
we've had a little bit of trouble getting diversity, but we've done pretty well.
Yeah, we always try our best with those kinds of things.
Exactly.
What else is on?
And on the Friday, we have our symposium on. So we're going to have sex worker research that mm-hmm. has been done by sex workers and presented by sex workers.
Yay. That sounds exciting. So I heard there's presentations on things like law reform and the context in Australia with regards to sex work policy. And also the fabulous Jane will be presenting her research that she spoke about on the Vixen Hour previously on sex work and the media.
That's right. We'll also be talking about Vixen, the organisation,
mm-hmm.
and what sorts of things they do, their history, mm-hmm. that sort of thing, yeah.
Fabulous. Yay. And after the symposium?
After the symposium, there's going to be an art show which runs through the entirety of the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and that's open to the public. So we're going to have all sorts of different types of media. I know that there's going to be, apart from just things that are hung on the wall, mm-hmm. we're going to have jewellery, we're going to have a little cabinet full of things,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have books, we're going to yep. have all sorts of things.
So that's artwork created by sex workers.
That's correct.
And sex workers in Victoria or?
Sex workers throughout Australia.
Oh, amazing. So yeah, it's an opportunity to, I guess, see works from sex workers from all different types of backgrounds.
Exactly, yeah.
Yay.
So moving on to Sunday, we are having the historical walking tour, which will be brilliant.
Yay.
And in the afternoon.
I'll be doing that one.
Yeah. In the afternoon on that day, we'll be having the digital storytelling film screening. Again,
mm-hmm.
the same as what we had last year.
Yep.
Only we've got three more films to show this
Yay.
Year.
Yay. And I believe there's a secret someone who's involved in that digital storytelling workshop.
Oh, a secret? Yeah. All right.
Well, not really a secret.
No, it's not a secret anymore, is it?
The lovely Anastasia will be presenting her short film that we discussed previously when Anastasia's been part of the Vixen Hour.
That's correct. So as part of the film screening, we'll be showing the films mm-hmm. and then some of the people who made the films are going to be on a panel and people can ask them questions about their film.
Fantastic. And so that's on the Sunday and then the last day is Monday, I believe.
Last day is Monday and that will be the Red Umbrella Rally.
Mm-hmm. And what's that going to be about?
We're going to have an action which mm-hmm. is about reducing stigma around mm-hmm. sex work and about law reform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's really exciting and anyone can come along and show solidarity with sex workers.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Wear red or bring a red umbrella.
Fantastic. And that's going to be at the State Library?
That's correct.
Awesome. Yay. And Cassie, you're here for the festival as well.
Yes, yes. I've come back to Melbourne for the festival.
Yay.
So I'm very, very much looking forward to catching up with a lot of sex workers that I haven't seen for 12 months. So that will be wonderful.
Fantastic. Yay. Is there any sort of particular, I guess, event that you're looking forward to?
again, I really like the digital films, not mm-hmm. just watching the films, but also the discussion that happens afterwards, watching other people's reactions to the films and how they relate to them. So really looking forward to that, and also really looking forward to seeing the art exhibition and, yeah. and you know, new things that are going to be involved this year.
Mm. I'm particularly looking forward to the workshops and the yeah. performance night. They are the workshops are for sex workers only. Mm-hmm. The variety night is for sex workers and their families and their friends.
Yep.
But, yeah, really looking forward to those.
Yeah.
Any sex workers listening, please come and be involved. It's mm-hmm. for all of us. You know, a lot of the workshops, you know, the people attending, you dictate the content of the way these things run because, you know, your involvement, you know, is really, you know, a part of the workshop as well.
Oh, absolutely. And as we were talking about before with, like, previous festivals throughout the world, sort of providing that opportunity for sex workers to just network and socialise is a really valuable thing because, I mean, this is the way you find other workers. Like, you know, quite often, particularly for private workers, it's easy to be isolated and not connected to other sex workers. So this is sort of a chance for people to get together.
Absolutely. As someone who's started in the industry as a mm-hmm. private worker and not having had the, I guess, the camaraderie that can come with working in a parlour or doing street-based sex work where you're actually, you know, in a workspace with other workers, it's really important to have that peer contact and support and just people you can have a laugh about work with, you know, and mm-hmm. somebody to be able to vent to about things, you know.
Yeah.
It's really important to have that no matter what industry you work in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Having people to decompress and de-stress with is so important.
Mm. Yeah, and it can be really lonely, you know, if you know, quite often, particularly for private workers, you're working by yourself, you know, the opportunity to actually connect with other workers can be few and far between in terms of like in sort of physical face-to-face opportunities. I mean, social media has provided a really good, you know, a unique chance to sort of do that in a very virtual way. But I think it's important to still have that, you know, human face-to-face contact.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yep. And especially for touring workers, there are a lot of workers who spend much of their time just touring. And for those workers who aren't even in their hometown, their home state. Mm. You know, if you're in Melbourne, come and get involved. We'd love to have your participation.
For sure. So that website again, Anastasia,
is festivalofsexwork.com. And if you have a look, there's a bunch of tabs up the top. Mm-hmm. There's a little events tab, and that has all of the details that you can get for each of the events.
Fantastic. We'll post links to that on our Facebook page. That is facebook.com/sexworkerradio. Please like our page.
We like our page.
It feels kind of, you know, socially desperate. Please like us. We're over like 300 members, so that's awesome. Thank you, everyone, for your support of the Vixen Hour on Facebook. And by all means, if you do want to send us a message, you can do so by via that Facebook page or following us on Twitter at Vixen Hour. You are here on the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9 with
A Voice for Sex Workers, The Vixen Hour, on Joy 94.9.
You are here on the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9. You're with Christian, Cassie and Anastasia. It has come to the end of the show. Aww. We have had another message from Scotty, though. Hi, guys. I have a question. How does a sex worker enter a relationship while still working? That's always a juicy topic, sex work and relationships. And if you're a regular listener to the Vixen Hour, we did tackle that issue in a previous episode.
However, if you are interested in the answer to that question, you can come along to our panel night, which is also our launch night at the festival, and ask that question.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I want to, when we all sort of, because I'm part of, you know, we're part of a collective that is organising this festival, I'm really moved by some of the support that the venues have given us for this festival.
Oh, they've been brilliant, yeah. Mm.
and have a real community spirit about them. So in particular, our launch night is going to be at Hares and Hyenas, which is your sex positive, amazing queer bookshop there on Johnston Street in Fitzroy. Everyone should check that out. Support Hares and Hyenas. And yeah, we're absolutely proud to have our launch night there, as well as our digital storytelling screening.
Fabulous.
Cassie and Anastasia, thank you for joining me here on the Vixen Hour.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been really excited to be here.
Yay. If you would like to stay connected to the Vixen Hour throughout the week, you can do so by following us on social media. We'll put all the links to everything we've talked about, including the Festival of Sex Work, on our Facebook page, as well as highlight ways of getting in contact with the organising committee if you wanted to come to those sex worker-only events. You've been listening to the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. We'll catch you next week, where we will bring you highlights from the Melbourne Festival of Sex Work. In the meantime, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/sexworkerradio, and otherwise we'll catch you next week. See you later.
Bye everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.